Welcome to the News Corp EU Open podcast on the 25th of November 2025. Asia-Pac stocks traded mostly higher, taking impetus from the tech-led Wall Street rally after dovish Fed comments boosted December rate cut bets. The dollar index was steady amid firm risk appetite and softer Fed rhetoric. US stocks advanced, with the SPX reclaiming 6,700 and the Nasdaq outperforming as AI names rebounded. Alphabet led a 4% jump in communications, while tech and consumer discretionary gained over 2%. Nvidia fell after hours on reports that Meta may buy Google's AI chips. Support came from expectations of a December rate cut after Waller and Daly reaffirmed backing for a 25 basis points move, with markets pricing a 76% probability. President Trump said he had a very good call with Chinese President Xi discussing Ukraine, fentanyl, soybeans, and other farm products, and added ties with China are extremely strong. The White House said the hour-long call was productive and included trade discussions. Fed's Kashkari said there are real use cases for AI but not for crypto. Daly reiterated support for a December cut, citing a vulnerable labor market. President Trump signed an executive order to boost AI research and innovation. The BEA confirmed US Q3 GDP data will be released December 23rd and September's PCE and income reports on December 5th. In Asia, the ASX 200 rose modestly as mining strength was offset by weak financials, while the Nikkei briefly reclaimed 49,000. The Hang Seng and Shanghai comp gained as warming US-China relations lifted sentiment. The PBOC conducted a 1 trillion yuan MLF operation for a net injection of 100 billion yuan. In the FX space, the dollar index held contained on dovish Fed remarks. Euro was steady after benefiting from a softer dollar and Ukraine optimism. Cable held around 131 ahead of Wednesday's budget. Dollar-yen eased after nearing 157. And Kiwi weakened ahead of the RBNZ decision. The PBOC set dollar-yuan at 708.26. In fixed income, 10-year treasuries paused after recent gains, while German debt was firm ahead of GDP data and supply. Japanese debt was subdued amid risk on sentiment. Crude eased after earlier gains, supported by optimism on peace talks. President Xi said China will enhance its energy partnership with Russia. Gold extended above $4,100 per ounce on rate cut bets, copper advanced, and Bitcoin traded around $88,000. In Japan, PM Takaichi said Xi and President Trump reaffirmed close cooperation, while Finance Minister Katayama announced plans to cut inefficient subsidies. Chief Cabinet Secretary Kihara said the supplementary budget meeting will be held Friday. In geopolitics, Ukraine's President Zelensky said peace proposals now contain fewer than 28 points, and talks with the US will continue. The White House said discussions were productive, while the US reportedly hosted secret talks with Russia and Ukraine in Abu Dhabi. Russian strikes hit Kyiv overnight. Taiwan's premier reiterated sovereignty, rejected any return to China, while Japan rejected Beijing's demand to retract PM Takaichi's remarks on Taiwan. On the autumn budget, UK Chancellor Reeves said Wednesday's budget will focus on cutting the cost of living, NHS waiting lists and debt costs. The Treasury asked banks to endorse the budget. ECB's Nagel said the euro at 116 is not a concern, but noted persistent food inflation and rising service prices, adding the ECB will reassess policy in December. Looking ahead, highlights include German GDP, US weekly prelim estimate ADP, US PPI, retail sales, consumer confidence, Richmond Fed, speakers including ECB's Cipollone and Maclouf, supply from UK, Italy, Germany and US, and earnings from Dell. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.